This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Quack. Q-U-A-C-K. Quack is this hour's code word. Text quack to 72881 by the end of the hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881, this hour's code word. Thank you. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. All right, man. Message and data rates apply. Quack. That doctor's a quack. Right, Hooman?
Mm-hmm.
Our email addresses are Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. Hello, radio family. My bestie, Alex, and I have been avid listeners for years. We're the people that bring up my friend, Yuzette, Sarah, Vinny, Hooman, Bryn, Vaughn, in conversation, because for some reason it's less awkward than saying, this radio station I listen to. We are both originally from Santa Cruz, but have been forced out of the state due to housing costs. We're now both in Fort Collins, which is Colorado, right?
Yep.
And it totally sucks. No one else should move here.
Oh, no.
That's weird because I've heard the opposite.
Well, maybe they're doing pulling a Vinny.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like, the surf sucks.
Right.
No one should go surfing.
It's because it's not fun, and sharks will bite your legs right off.
Right.
Clean off.
Then he's saying no one else should. It sucks in Fort Collins, so maybe it's...
I get it.
He does listen all the time, so. Today is Alex's 30th birthday. And it's a she. And she would flip out to get a shout out from you.
Oh, sweet.
Specifically if Vinny sang happy birthday.
Oh Vinny.
Yeah. Huh?
What's the question? I'm sorry. I was reading a text.
You have to sing happy birthday to Alex.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday, dear Al. You say Alex?
Yes, Alex. Boy, that was one of your best renditions.
That is stellar.
Thank you. I think he hits the same notes. You should play
that. He was,
them.
Yeah. Yes. I did. Did you hear me?
Yeah, he
the
did
whole
a harmony.
Time?
Was I harmonizing myself
the whole time
there?
I did at the end. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it was good.
Excellent. Alex is lucky.
Yeah.
I almost said Alan. I don't know why. It was like there I was at the end. I'm like, I don't. How did I get this wrong?
Seriously, you guys are such a big part of our lives and help connect. Help us connect to adults in the midst of. Okay, they like us. Love you all, even Hooman.
How can that be?
Oh, even Hooman.
O F O C H Y G L. Thanks for writing. Big movie review coming up at 9:15. Everybody, we peak for the week.
Thank you so much.
Take you a while. It's a lot. Forbes has released its annual list of the 100 highest paid athletes in the world. I only have the top 10 here. What's surprising is there are no women in the top 100. And that hasn't happened since at least 2010 when they started doing the list. There's never been a lot of females on the list. Last year, Serena Williams was the only woman on there. She made about $27 million, which was good enough to put her at number 51. But she did take some time off this year. She had a baby.
Baby break.
So over the past 12 months, she only made $18 million, which dropped her out of the top 100. The 100th athlete. So everybody on the list made more than $22.9 million. The 100th athlete was an NBA player, Nicholas Batum. He made $22.9. And NBA players did get the most money. 40 NBA players made the top 100 thanks to a big jump in the salary cap. Last year, only 32 NBA players were in the top 100, and in 2016, there were only 18. So with Forbes list, earnings are salary, prize money, endorsements, but do not include taxes, agents' fees, and or investment income. So they don't take anything off, and they don't add in things from like previous investments.
So we're guessing?
Yes, absolutely.
Is LeBron number one?
LeBron is not number one. He's number six. He made $85.5 million. Good for sixth place.
Congratulations, LeBron.
These are athletes that are still currently
earning
or not.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
They could be retired.
Michael Jordan is on the list. He has to be.
I'm sure he is somewhere, Vinny.
How about Shaq?
Shaq is probably on the list.
How about Roger Federer?
He is number seven, $77.2
Wait,
million.
Wait, so Jordan's not in the top?
Not in the top 10. All I have is the top 10.
Wow, I'm surprised.
How about, what's the Ronaldo soccer player? What's
yes,
his name?
Cristiano Ronaldo is number three. He made $108 million last year.
Is Tiger on there?
Tiger's not in the top 10.
Are there any NFL players?
There are two NFL players in the top 10.
Tom Brady?
No.
No.
No. It's the, is Garoppolo?
No.
Oh. Who do you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say this other guy because I had heard recently that he was the highest paid football guy.
It's Jimmy G? I thought Jimmy G was the highest.
I think it has to do with endorsements and stuff too.
Just give us.
I don't actually know what his exact salary is, but I have heard that he's the currently the highest paid NFL person. I guess he just doesn't have a bunch of other money.
Is it Marshawn?
It's not.
Okay. Is there any race car drivers on there?
Not in the top 10.
Okay.
Wow.
At number 10 is Matthew Stafford.
Who's that?
He's a
Detroit
football guy.
Detroit Lions quarterback.
About $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
He gets paid too
much. Number 9 is Matt Ryan.
Atlanta Falcons quarterback.
$67.3 million. Yep. They're number 10 and number 9. Mm. At number 8.
Oh.
How about is
Mike Trout on there?
No.
Fighter Mayweather?
Mayweather.
Number one.
Oh.
I'll get to how much he made, though, in a second, because the number is freaking staggering.
Oh, my goodness.
But with him in mind, who else might have made the top 10?
McGregor.
McGregor was number four.
Oh, really?
Because he made $85 million just from that fight.
And he hasn't done anything since that I know of other than get himself arrested.
Right. He must have other stuff going on. He made $99 million. $85 million of it was specifically from that fight. And who knows what he actually took home. But he was number four. $99 million is what he made. Steph Curry was number eight.
Oh, good.
Steph Curry made $76.9 million.
He was very underpaid for a while there, so I'm glad to hear it.
So then we had Roger Federer, LeBron James. Neymar is a soccer player, and he made $90 million. Then Conor McGregor, Cristiano Ronaldo, another soccer guy was number two, $111 million for Lionel Messi.
Mm.
And number one is Floyd Mayweather. Anybody want to guess how many bajillions of dollars he made?
I'll say 150 mil.
It's more. Way more.
I'll say 300 mil.
You're very close.
350.
285.
285. Wow.
285 for a year. Million
for
1 year.
So
he
paper?
Just put that
paper?
Right into the checking account with all the other cajillions of dollars.
You got that clip ready?
What clip? The one where he's bringing the paper out?
You got the paper?
Bring out the paper.
Sorry. What were you saying? All this money just interrupted us.
Anyway, congratulations to all you rich-ass people.
Yeah.
Good for you. You made it. Don't blow through it all. Floyd.
NFL.
All you guys.
Oh, I think I have a sports fast fact coming up in the news. It's sad.
Oh.
Sad for us?
Is it someone who blew through all their money?
Well, it's just the number of people that blow through their money.
That makes me sad, actually. I feel so bad. They give them a financial advisor when they get in there. But you can't stop.
You can't tell people what to do.
You can't stop stupid, Yuzi.
I swear, I'm watching basketball, and every time I see that Tristan Thompson guy, all I think is the two baby mamas he's already left behind. And he's 26?
Yeah.
That's going to eat into the nut.
That dude's going broke for sure.
Do you think about the footage of him making out with those three chicks? And
no,
all...
I don't. I just think that I don't know how people cheer for him.
I was at a party and people were talking about that. So I pulled it up on my phone and started showing everyone. They're like, oh, my God, look at this. It's on TMZ.
As expected, Samantha Bee addressed the C word use regarding Ivanka Trump on Full Frontal. I think it was 1 week ago. She called her a feckless C word. And so last night she talked about it a little bit more. Did I ask for this? Oh, great. There you go. So that was, sources are now saying TBS, which is the network she's on. Mm-hmm. They're going to add more oversight to the show to make sure Samantha doesn't cross the line again.
I'm not into her. I've tried. You like her, right?
I do like her. She gets a little angry for me sometimes, and you know, she's immersed in that every day. Clearly, all she does is worry about crap for the rest of us. Thanks. So at times I take a break from her, but I didn't, you know, I don't know, maybe it makes me a bad person. I didn't even notice that she said it really as I was watching the whole rant that she was doing about it. I was listening to what the story was and less about what she, you know, what names she called, because she calls everybody names.
Yeah,
and Ted Cruz is actually the butt of basically all her jokes. She'll bring it back to Ted Cruz, which is why it was funny that she said that.
I'm not a fan at all, but what bums me out is that she clearly had to make that apology.
Mm-hmm.
It was written, mm-hmm. which if your whole career is riding on you getting your apology right, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That just sucks. I feel bad for her to have, because she should have been able to say what she wanted without writing it. It would have come off better, but she probably felt the weight of the world. Like, I have to hit every mark along this apology.
And I'm sure there were five committees that
right.
looked at that apology before she did it.
Or I'm going to be in big trouble.
I want to keep my show.
And that stinks.
I got kids to feed.
Yeah.
Here's something just completely fluffy, light, and fun.
All right.
And I think that the person who's going to enjoy this most, you'll like it, but you won't like it that much because there's going to be a couple issues. Hooman's going to like this the most. That's right. Old crunchy
He's
over
the
there.
Peak of the show at 9:15.
The Nutbreaker.
7:22 as well. Great.
And Star Wars and Top Gun. All right, go ahead.
Rita Ora is an English pop star.
Calvin. Poor Calvin.
Why poor Calvin?
Didn't they used to date?
I don't know, all but right, she's with some other doof now. The guy's got a man bun.
You're not into the man bun.
Not at all.
Me neither. They're, ugh.
So right. I'll hand you the picture of the two of them.
You like zebra leotards, but you can't do the man
yes,
bun.
Yes, the man bun
All
is
right.
just too far for me. So she and her boyfriend, he's a musician, his name's Andrew Watt. They were strolling along a beach in Italy, and paparazzi, I guess, you know, was following them because it's, you know, she's famous. Here's a shot of the two of them walking down the beach together.
Whoa.
Then they go back to, yeah, she's fine.
He gets that?
Yes, he does. That dude with the man bun
and the
baby belly.
That's not even a that's not even a dad bod. That guy's gross.
That's a mom bod.
Yeah, that's
So anyway, listen, I'm sure he's very nice. He and she went back and sat down in a cabana where there appear to be other people around. This is not super private at all. Like, there's a bunch of chaise lounges, and they all have towels on them, and I see multiple drinks on a sort of biggish table there. He is sitting at the foot of her chaise lounge, and he's sucking on her toes.
Oh.
He's just sitting, comfortable, just sucking away on her toes.
He's hungry.
Or, he likes toe sand. I don't know. I mean, they
right.
just walked down the beach.
Well,
like,
wait a minute.
Yuck.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And I'm being serious.
All right.
Is that for her or for him?
You
because
know,
if I'm walking down the beach with you, and you're my lady, and you're going to do the things I ask you to do, and you say, I would like you to suck my toes, I'm into it, I would say, all right, hand him over. Like, if that's the worst, no problem. I got you.
But you hate dirty feet.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to ask you to do some raunchy stuff later, but if you want to have that done, no problem.
So you think this is his way of getting what he needs later?
I'm asking you,
oh, I don't know.
Is it for him or for her?
I don't want my toes sucked. That's not my thing at all. I know Hooman likes a good toe suck.
I do.
You like it done to you?
Yeah.
Both.
Oh, okay.
And he likes to suck toes.
Thank
he actually
you.
Sucked Brittany Murphy's toes.
Oh,
the late Brittany Murphy.
Well, he poured tea on them, though.
She made him pour tea.
My assumption is she loves it, and so he's doing it for her.
So you just assume no man would do this just because I can't get enough of your toes in my mouth.
What's the pleasure for him?
Some people are into
fetish.
Feet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whose idea this was or who got the most pleasure out of it, but he was doing it in broad daylight, paparazzi taking pictures, other people all around the area. Here's a shot of it. Apparently, Rita Ora makes out with Cardi B in some video.
Oh, pull that out.
Yeah, no, I thought that you might like that.
I accidentally...
Everyone likes that.
I accidentally saw a video of Cardi B pulling her top up.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And was like, I didn't know she...
Right
she was
now?
A nude lady.
She's pregnant, right?
No, it wasn't right now.
Oh. It was just a previous boob shot.
Yeah.
How was it? Pretty?
It was. She seemed to be having fun.
Her feet look nice.
Rita Ora's feet.
Yes, in that photo where he's sitting at the foot of her chair. You can't even see her in the... All you see is her legs sticking down and her little toes. He's like, yeah, suck me. Suck me.
Anyone out there want to tell me, I'm happy to learn.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would want toes in their mouth.
I'm assuming she said, do me a favor.
Get down there.
I'd be super into it if you know.
It's like there's a nerve that runs directly from there to somewhere else.
Tickle my feet right now.
With your tongue.
Yeah, I'd do it. Wouldn't you?
No. Ugh.
You wouldn't?
I don't want someone's feet in my mouth. I'd be like, can I get the garden hose and just spray them off? Like, and have that be the whole thing.
So
I'll put the top of the hose, you know, the open hose with a light spray of what? I'll just put that over your toe. That'll be like.
But if your man said, this is my thing.
He wouldn't be my man for long. I'd be like, I can't really do the toe thing. I don't want to suck any toes. I don't want toe taste in my mouth. Toe taste on my tongue. It's terrible.
I'm shocked.
This guy, Andrew Watt, he's written a bunch of songs for all the stars.
Oh, who?
Oh, really?
Who's he written for?
Justin Bieber, Cody Simpson, DJ Snake, Post Malone, Camila Cabello.
Oh, so
Avicii,
he's
Bebe Rexha.
So maybe that's
Haley
why
Steinfeld.
Rita, she's just known him in the music biz, and he was like, I like sucking toes. She was like, you're the man for me.
Mm-hmm. I just watched Rita Ora's new video.
The one with Cardi B and they're making
out? Yeah, I couldn't find the makeout.
Oh, I'm
Somebody
sorry.
Could text the time in the video. I just skimmed it.
You can't sit there and watch the whole thing.
Okay.
He's busy, Sarah.
I'm just asking.
Gotta eat his nuts.
Mm-hmm.
What?
He eats nuts all morning. I'm sure you've heard him crunch those into the mic once or twice. What's coming up in the news, my friend Vincent?
Ice cream makes the news and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
The Radio Alice Report.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors won last night. They go up.
Warriors.
3-0 in their series against the
Warriors.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, my God. It's a dream.
It's pretty good. It's fun. Fun to watch. Well, we'll see. I hope you're right. I hope that motion you're made, the sweeping motion you're making is correct. Right. Thank you. I just wanted to mention this. As you know, the number one TV show in America is football, the NFL. Worldwide.
It's football.
It's the other football, and the 2018 FIFA World Cup begins 1 week from today.
Go Iran.
Iran is in it.
That's right, but they're in a really tough category. They have three.
Isn't it like Iran?
No, doot 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 doot, Iran.
Iran, doot 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 doot, Iran, doot 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 doot, Iran.
I got Mexico.
What's their chant?
They're good.
They need
Mexico's
a chant.
Good. But...
Viva Mexico! Right?
Viva Mexico! Viva Mexico! Viva Mexico!
I got Mexico in it. The United States, by the way, is not competing in the World Cup.
Did we just not make it?
We didn't make it, no.
Oh,
so,
that's too bad.
The first match is Russia versus Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
Hosted in Russia. Russia put themselves in a really simple category. Like, they're going to get to the next round.
Well, they do like to cheat, don't they?
They do.
That's their thing.
They really like to stack the odds
they're
in their
favor.
They're
into
They put Iran in the hardest category, and they put themselves in the easiest. I was looking at them like,
have we checked to see if they're all roided out or not? Do we know?
Well, since it's in Russia, we're never going to know.
All right.
If it was in any other country, I'm sure we could test and get the truth.
For once.
Well, 1 week from today, everyone, soccer takes over the world. Yay.
I hope those vuvuzelas, what are those things called?
Oh, that's it.
It is.
Vuvuzela. Well,
I hope everything sounds like a giant.
Zalias is a flower,
yeah,
right?
It's not vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela.
Vuvuzelas. What the things? I hope those are in.
They were in two World Cups ago, and then the last one. Thankfully, they didn't have those.
Did they ban them? Or
I don't know why.
Or people were just like, enough of that.
Where was that? Was that in Africa?
I don't know where the last one was.
No, the one before that, where the vuvuzelas.
Oh yeah,
were big.
that was like an African thing,
South Africa.
It was big, and then it was then suddenly it was at all the matches. Vuvuzela.
I know they did it in Brazil. It doesn't matter. That was tough because it goes through the whole match. They just don't stop. It's not like for one particular play.
No.
It's just an ongoing
drone. People are
drone.
Just blowing them.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Go. Sarah, you like food.
Oh, another. It's like you're picking all the stories for me today.
And you like dessert, too.
Oh, my God. Dessert. Who doesn't want dessert?
Tell me right now your favorite ice cream flavor.
Strauss Creamery Chocolate Chip.
Chocolate Chip comes in at number 8 on the list. They don't brand name.
Oh.
They're not dropping
names. Well, in general, I wouldn't necessarily pick chocolate chip as my favorite, but that particular ice cream is, we call it crack at my house. Did you buy some crack?
Can't say that in mixed company.
Oh, because people would be like, well, I do have some crack, but it's going to cost you.
Right. favorite ice cream?
Which is probably not on there, but my favorite is pistachio.
Oh, I love pistachio.
Yeah.
It's not on there.
But I love the Baskin-Robbins.
Wait a minute. Oh. What's Neapolitan?
That's chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry all in one.
Oh, so that's
the stripes.
Not
you know, like
pistachio.
The ice cream, right. The ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not... All right, well, chocolate...
Well, yours is strawberry, right?
I love strawberry
ice
cream.
A good strawberry is so delicious.
But it comes in at number 7.
Yeah.
Rocky Road comes in at 6. Butter pecan comes in at 5.
I love butter pecan.
You do?
Yep, I do.
You think that should be at number 5 of all the ice cream flavors?
I don't, but I do think that's delicious. I also love a good black raspberry. It's a very tasty
That's nowhere to be found
that's
on the list.
That's too bad. That's
vanilla comes in at number 4.
Oh, I'm surprised vanilla didn't win. I feel like vanilla usually wins this one.
You know, I've told you about, there was a, what do they call them? A consultant at my company that used to say, this is when I started in radio, everybody loves vanilla, Vinny. And I used to tell him, no, everybody likes vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves
something else.
Something that they can be passionate about.
Right.
Nobody loves vanilla unless you got some chocolate sauce with that.
Yep.
And a little cherry and
some whipped cream.
Nobody
nuts.
Loves plain vanilla.
No, I'm with you.
Ow.
I agree.
But
tolerate it.
That was his thing, was, you know, you've gone too far out on a limb this time.
No, I gave some people Rocky Road.
No, I went for it, man. I may have failed, but I was going for it.
That's right.
Anyway, cookies and cream comes in at number 3.
Oh, that's delicious.
Chocolate comes in at number 2.
You can't really argue with chocolate either.
And the number 1 ice cream flavor right now in America.
Merca.
Mint chocolate chip.
Really?
You know, there are good mint chocolate chips.
I agree, but mostly
it's toothpaste.
This is toothpaste,
yeah,
dude.
I agree.
Oof. With chocolate. Like, you ever had a chocolate bar and then you brush your teeth and you're all, ugh.
Right. I might as well eat some crummy mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh. This next story's fun.
Okay.
Well, I mean, kids, don't take LSD.
Oh, please, children, do not do that.
23-year-old guy named Anthony Clark.
Oh, Donnie Clark.
Any relation or no?
Not that I know of. I don't have any Tonys in my
family.
You
don't recognize him?
I don't. All right. Where's he from?
Oregon.
Oh, nope. Don't know him. Right. I don't know anybody in Oregon.
Anthony Clark's sure you do.
No.
Well, I used to be there.
You're not there now.
All
I know
right.
Andy, our old
Andy's
engineer,
there.
Retired there.
I think he's up. Or is Zicky in Washington?
No, I think he's back there now.
In
he's a married
Oregon?
Guy now, too.
Yeah.
In
not
Oregon?
Weird?
Did he marry
a
barnacle?
Kid, right?
No.
Oh. Ooh.
The chick had a kid.
Oh, good. Great. How's that going?
Not his kid.
Right.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Anyway, back to Anthony Clark, who lives in Oregon, Southern Oregon.
Oh, okay.
On Saturday, looks like he saw a car parked on the side of the road, and even though a few cops were standing right by it, waiting for it to get towed, he decided to hop in and steal it. Right there, with police there.
Oh.
He got into a high-speed chase.
In a car that was already surrounded by cops.
Uh-huh. with some other cops, which included him busting through a chain link fence, going the wrong way down a bunch of different roads, and running over two sets of spike strips. The cops caught him when he got out of the car and ran into a trailer park and was trying to steal a different car to get away and continue in his getaway. Why did he do it, you ask?
Well, I believe you gave us the answer to that in the first sentence.
Anthony told the police, "I took LSD and didn't realize this was real life." He thought he was playing the video game Grand Theft Auto, he says.
No. I believe him. LSD will F you up.
It does, and you can, it's pretty immersive. I mean,
talk about virtual reality.
It does, you do see things and think things that you wouldn't otherwise see or think of. I don't know that he really thought it wasn't real life, but I could see that he was.
The decisions that he made are indicative of that. Just the fact that he stole a car that the cops were standing around.
Right under the nose of police.
I'm amazed they let him get in the car.
Yeah.
What were they doing on the coffee break?
Well, you know,
just hanging
a
out.
Talk circle.
Sure. Guys just walking down the road.
Oh. I got one too. Listen. Hey, is that guy taking that car? is that the tow truck driver? Should we call this in? How about a fast fact?
I like a fast fact, Vincent. Fast fact. Fast fact.
At the end of 1993,
okay,
there were 623 websites.
Oh.
Now there's somewhere around 1 billion.
Actually, even 1 billion sounds low. 93? I think 93 is about when I got my first email address.
25 years.
Yeah.
I didn't get anywhere near the internet for many years to come.
Yeah. It was 93. Like poison, right?
Well, it wasn't. It just, who's using that?
Yeah. You know, trying to think if I was using any websites.
I didn't have a computer in 93, and there wasn't even one at work.
Oh, I had one. We had dial-up at our house.
Did you have one at the radio station, or were you
at
a radio?
Yeah, we had computers.
Oh, you did?
Because we were on, you know, whatever one of the early music, we plugged it. That was the first place I worked where we had, is it called Audio Vault? Was it still Audio Vault at the time? I'm not sure.
Well, I recognize that name.
It was like Sound Master or something. But I loaded up all the music.
What town is this in?
St. Louis.
In 93?
Yeah. Or maybe we had got it in 94, but we had computers for sure.
All right.
Because I definitely had like a station email address. It was the first email I ever had. I know.
Approximately 80% of NFL players go broke within 3 years of retirement. Did you hear that? That is an awful.
80%?
Approximately 80% of NFL. It's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
That is a heartbreaking
There should
stat.
Almost be a rule where a lot of their money gets saved and put in a trust for them, and they get it in little increments as they get older. And
approximately 80% of NFL players go broke within 3 years of retirement. That is awful. And
that's
thing about it is
thing.
NFL
Millions
being the
dollars.
Number one TV show in America for 40, 50 years running, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these teams become such a part of the community, and all these guys' names that go all the way back. I still think of Jeremy Newberry all the time. Mm-hmm. He's a dude who was a Niner. He's probably, his career's long, and he's actually ended up staying on TV. Mm-hmm. So he's still around, but it's people like that. They're not huge stars. They don't end up making, you know, the Tom Brady money and marrying some supermodel or whatever. But they're still part of the team you cheer on, and they're one of the names that makes the team that you love. And then they're within 3 years.
You know, some of that, I wonder if, because not everybody is making that kind of money. I don't know what the base salary is for just a team member, so I wonder if they just start living way too large and there's, you know, they are...
Hanger honors, they're giving money out.
Their family's got their hands up, they buy their mom a house, you know, that's... You don't just buy it and walk away. That thing's got taxes to be paid on it and insurance, and that's just super... That is super sad. They are offered help with managing money.
And then you don't even think, like, just to continue with the name that we all know from being a Niner, and I think he went on to be a Raider, too... He's a guy, we don't know, like, he's waking up this morning, does his back hurt?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, we don't know.
I'm
you know,
sure
he's a dude
who's sore.
His career's moved on, and we don't know what it's like for
these
dudes who've put their bodies through the ringer for
entertainment
purposes.
Well, and I wonder,
too,
if once you're retired from the NFL, if you're off the NFL insurance plan and suddenly your medical bills are through the roof because now you're managing your pain and your recoup,
That's
your rehab.
That's a brutal stat. That is a brutal number.
That's a terrible number. It's a number that they should tell the kids as they're coming in. 80% of you will be broke 3 years after you leave the league.
The salary info is complex because it's not guaranteed.
Oh, like
guaranteed and not guaranteed is so... It's not easy to understand. I've read three different articles and I can't...
Don't you know an agent?
Doug. You want to call him?
Yeah, call him.
The new trend towards highly valuable players is to seek guaranteed money because that is one of the problems. If you have a bad season or an injury,
that's it.
They cut you and you're out. And that's
the end of the payments.
Right. So, but most players cannot even get close to getting guaranteed money. They work for a weekly game check.
So that's what it is. What he just described, that weekly thing keeps popping up. Okay, so I think this is right. If it's wrong, sorry.
but here it is anyway.
It looks like for 2018, if you have 0 years of experience and you come on as a rookie, your minimum salary, if you're guaranteed and all the bells and whistles, $480,000.
That's a minimum for a rookie first year.
Yeah, if you have 1 year of experience, it jumps up to $555,000. If you have 10 years of experience, the minimum salary is $1 million.
Oh.
10 years, though. The average...
Yeah, 10 years in, you're already on your way out.
Yeah, the average...
Right. And less than whole.
Lifetime, or...
You probably have CTE.
The average time somebody spent in the NFL is 3 years.
Is that so?
You know what's interesting? One of the guys in the NFL or in the draft this year, because there's a union and because now there's a union minimum, he chose not to have representation. Why would he?
Right.
Why am I going to give you a cut of a non-negotiable first-year contract? But he made the news as people were like, you can't do that. You got to have someone looking after you. And... he wasn't wrong.
No.
Why would I give you a cut of
the minimum I'm getting anyway?
Well, what about I'll hire someone when it's time for me to have someone negotiate my deal? But it totally upset the balance of things, as agents are saying. And they were even out there putting in the news. He's crazy. He's difficult. Well, because they don't want
anyone else to
pull
the
that
same
move.
Clue.
Right.
Right.
Funny, huh?
Vinny, people are texting in. Jeremy has a beautiful home in a vineyard event property now.
Oh, good for him.
Check out Newberry Estates. My bro got married there. It's gorgeous. He's done very well for himself.
Good.
Yeah, that's where you should get married.
I wasn't dropping his name as I've got some concern for him. He's just a dude that I thought of who played for the Niners.
We used to have him on all the time.
Right.
And he was, I think his position was offensive lineman. He's a big dude, but I don't think his career went beyond 10 years.
Right.
And you never know how that goes for people. But
Lincoln Kennedy we had on a lot, too. What's he doing now?
I've seen him on LinkedIn.
Lincoln on LinkedIn.
He does broadcasting as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Some of those guys... have been able to turn that into a, after sports career. Others,
not so
well spoken. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Your guys' toe conversation. LMAO, I'm dying. Love you all. Yes, you too. Hooey man.
Hooey man.
Hooey man.
Hooey man.
Big mover.
Movie review, 9:15, everyone.
I knew a guy that loved sucking his girlfriend's toes. Even right after she got off a 10-hour shift at the grocery store. Ooh. So nasty.
That's super nasty.
Going to Kokari next Thursday for my birthday. Any recommendations on what to order and what to wear?
Nice, casual.
Yeah,
you're
nice.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know what? Yuzi and I always split the fish there. Mm-hmm. They do like a daily catch, and they'll do it prepared. You can get it boned.
Deboned.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was just like a broiled fish or something?
Yeah.
It was just...
Yeah,
just,
the bronzino. You want to get the bronzino.
Nothing there will disappoint
Everything's
you.
Delicious.
Everything good. Is delicious.
Get the Greek salad.
Super good. It is.
And the Greek coffee.
Oh, you like that.
Well, it depends.
Zing!
I mean, can you stay up till midnight at the very least?
Because you're gonna.
Right.
All right, coming up in the Celebrity Trash, news about a brand new Prince record.
All right.
And some info on Kate Spade. I just have the latest on what's happening with that.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.